whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I am very excited to have my next guest back, Leah Segedy, a mom blogger and a good friend of mine. And she goes under the name at Bookie Boo on Twitter. Leah, welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio.
Hey, girl. I'm so happy to be on. Thanks for having me.
I love when you're on because we rock it. We talk about what is going on in the news in the world of natural health, chemical-free living, and it is no different today. So let's jump in. What is going on with the Olympics? I know this is something that is very passionate to you. I know that is something we've talked about and we've, you know, messaged about. Tell me a little bit about what's on your mind and why you think things need to change.
Well, okay, so we have the Olympics, right, which is associated with kind of wellness and health and athleticism, and people look at it and everyone just kind of like children look at Olympians and are just like in awe of them. And yet we have the Olympics partnering with companies like McDonald's and Coca-Cola. Now, normally this isn't a big deal, but if you're a company or an organization that's promoting health, athleticism, those types of things, it's just kind of unethical and bizarre for you to partner with McDonald's and Coca-Cola. I mean, those companies are doing more to make people sick every day. And it's kind of like, it's the same idea when McDonald's goes into hospitals. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make any sense either. It's like they get this McDonald's, and they have this commercial right now I'm watching, and it's got the Olympians biting their gold medal and then people biting into the nuggets. And I'm just like, gross! Oh my God, this is not a good association. And what's happening is because of the Olympics, Coke and McDonald's is getting a halo effect by association. It's a healthy halo effect, which is not deserved. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not okay. And children look up to people that are Olympians. And I think this kind of marketing just needs to stop because it's unethical.
So what do you suggest? And I totally agree, by the way. I mean, McDonald's, Coke, I mean, they all contain ingredients that are not healthy for us. They cause obesity, you know, high fructose corn syrup, trans fats. I mean, these are ingredients that are found in, you know, products that Coke is selling or McDonald's is selling. So what do you suggest should be, like, how should we change things?
Well, I think the Olympics needs to just have better standards with who they allow into their sponsorship, you know, and something like that needs to be looked at. That just needs to be looked at in general, you know, from all advertising, you know. So do we really need McDonald's sponsoring the Olympics? Do we really need the, you know, and the athletes are eating them, but I can promise you that the athletes do not eat McDonald's every single day. Otherwise, they would not be athletes, you know. So it's kind of like it's getting the athletes to do something that's bad for them anyways. And I get the idea when people say they need high-dense calorie meals, and so that's great for them at the Olympics, but not every day. And most people are not training like that. So I think with the halo effect, we have to take that more serious with marketing and kind of, you know, I think we should really be talking to the Olympics and saying, hey, is this okay? Because we don't think so. I mean, do you want to continue to do this? But, you know, that's what
unfortunately, it comes down to money, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's about who can afford what. And these companies have a lot of money and they're international and they're able to afford to pay the sponsorship fees. I wish companies in the natural health industry had that type of money to be able to sponsor the Olympics, right? So at least they'd be, feeding their bodies in a healthy way. But I absolutely agree with you. And maybe, the Olympic Committee needs to come out with something that's a little bit more stringent with the rules. So I think that's amazing.
Well,
let's move on to the next one. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
They picked up Chobani. You know what I mean? Which I don't have a problem with. That's relevant right there. But McDonald's, no. But
absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Move on.
And that's a yogurt. So for those of you who are listening who don't know what Chobani is. All right, next one. Toxic chemicals lead to brain drain in children. This is really interesting because, I mean, it's something that, you know, you and I know really well. I've been in this industry for 15 years in the natural health industry. It is no surprise to me that, you know, breathing, eating, you know, smelling chemicals can cause some type of, you know, issue with our unborn children. But tell us a little bit about what's been in the news lately about this study that just came out.
Okay, so the Harvard School of Public Health and the Sinai School of Medicine in New York got together and did the study. They published it just last week in the Lancet Neurology Journal. So those are the basics. They're basically calling for a worldwide overhaul of regulatory process that has to do with chemicals. And the reason for that is the number of chemicals known to be toxic to children's developing brains has doubled in 7 years to the extent that we can't even keep up with like being able to test the toxicity level that of the chemicals that are coming out. They're coming out so quickly, we have no way to test them. We have no idea what they're doing. And so it's really creating a really dangerous situation. So a lot of studies have been done on adult patients to point to the dangers. And we know that there's a list of these chemicals, which was in the report, that's leading to something we're referring to as like brain drain. And so children are losing their IQ and their memory. They're having developed behavioral problems like ADHD. They're getting a shortened attention span, and they're also having fertility problems because of these chemicals. Now, I'm going to list the chemicals right now. So, and these are the ones that we're talking about. So we're talking about lead, methylmercury, arsenic, PCBs, toluene, manganese, fluoride. Then there's a bunch of, there's some solvents called tetrachloro, I can't even pronounce them.
Exactly.
Retardant, and a bunch of pesticides like DDT. So they're saying, you know, what these scientists are saying are that we really need to stop for a second and pause and give our regulatory agencies more power to not only test these things, but see if they're of any value to children, which is saying that they're not, that they're dangerous. And the people that are in most danger are small children and pregnant women. And that's just because small children don't have, you know, they don't have like the digestive enzymes until they're five to be able to filter out pesticides. They don't have those.
And they also have small bodies, right? Their bodies are little, so when they're getting even a small amount of these chemicals, their bodies are going to absorb them a lot more than an adult body would. And that comes, you know, especially with the pesticides and the dirty dozen. So that's why organic is so important. I just have a quick question. I want to know, where are some places people can find, you know, like the lead, the methylmercury? So if there's anyone who's listening and says, whoa, wait a second, those are a lot of chemicals, where am I getting them in my diet or the way I'm living?
Right. Well, PCBs are banned in 1979, but there's still some things that have PCBs in them. There's fluoride is in water. That was one of the things that just totally, I mean, I knew
in
we avoid fluoride,
right?
In my house. Yeah, in tap water. And so, but they looked at all the studies that were done in China based on fluoride in children. And they actually found that these children's IQ levels were going down the more fluoride was put into the water. And so those kind of issues are the ones that we're really, these are things that you have no way of avoiding in some cases. You know what I'm saying? Because they're in your house. They're in, you know, construction. There's all these things around us. What these scientists are saying is we need to stop and start doing things more like Europe. And they were talking about Europe adopted something called REACH, R-E-A-C-H, and it's Registration, Evaluation, Authorization, and Restriction of Chemicals. So it's basically the idea that, okay, Mr. Chemical Company, if you want to introduce this new chemical into, you know, our population, you need to prove to me that it's safe. That's how Europe does it. In the United States, it's based on the consumer. The consumer has to prove that it's dangerous. Totally different. And so because of that, because of how we treat chemicals versus Europe treats chemicals, just look at our test scores. Just look at how our children are faring in school. It makes perfect sense. They're being they're in contact with these chemicals that are essentially making them dumber, and that nobody wants that to happen to their children. So I think as this, the other thing that these researchers are doing is they're adding more chemicals to this list. So this is a growing list. This is the second report that they came out, the second study. And so they're going to do another one, and I know they're going to do another one because I actually talked to one of the scientists yesterday by email, and he's actually waiting for another grant proposal.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And unfortunately, we're out of time for today because these segments go by so quickly. But Canada is going to review 23 chemicals connected to the environmental and health issues. So I'm loving it. Things are changing. Leah, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thanks, dear. I appreciate it.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well. We'll